From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Nervous residents in the U.S. state of Hawaii received a message early Saturday that made the threat of a possible missile strike very real after a huge mistake was made. Hawaii Governor David Ige says a false missile alert was totally unacceptable and said the warning was caused by human error. The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters the person responsible for the erroneous message feels terrible about it. However,
the consequence of this is obviously bad. I'm working on credibility now because we've worked so hard to get this in place. That's why I want to tell the public right now is, again, this was a mistake on our part. But don't let that stop as far as the preparation and warning time if this happens for real.
Questioned repeatedly by reporters about how such a mistake could happen, Governor Ige said his administration is doing everything possible to make sure it does not happen again. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. During an interview with news website Minda News, there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. His term ends in 2022. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets Saturday, where the 2011 uprising first began. On Friday, protesters in cities and towns across the country waved yellow cards, which is a warning sign to the government. They also brandished loaves of bread. That's a symbol of the day-to-day struggle to afford basic goods. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A survey by three leading agencies, that's the UN Refugee Agency, UN Children's Fund, and the UN's World Food Program, finds more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt. UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says that makes refugees vulnerable.
Obtaining legal residency continues to be a challenge, leaving refugees exposed to an increased risk of arrest, hindering their ability to register their marriages, and making it more difficult for them to find daily labor, send their children to school, or access health care.
Spindler tells VOA the precarious situation facing Syrian refugees is pushing them into adopting negative coping mechanisms such as early marriage and child labor.
An Iranian oil tanker that had been burning and listing off the coast of China for more than a week exploded into a mass of flames Sunday and sank. There was no hope of recovering the bodies of the crew members, according to Mohammad Rastad, a spokesman for the Iranian rescue team. Rescue workers had recovered the bodies of three crew members from the Sanchi, the oil tanker that collided last week in the East China Sea with the CF Crystal, a Chinese cargo ship. A body found earlier last week is believed to be another of the 32 crew members, which included 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis. As of Saturday, U.S. officials have confirmed resuming requests for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, that's also known as DACA. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announcement comes after a judge last week temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's decision to end the program later this year. The statement said that people who were previously granted deferred action under DACA may request renewal, but added that the agency is not accepting requests from individuals who were never granted deferred action under DACA. A DACA deferment gives prosecutors discretion on enforcing immigration laws. Pakistan has now denounced as irresponsible remarks by rival India's army chief, in which he has vowed to expose Pakistan's nuclear bogey. This is in the event of war between the two rival countries. Pakistan and India have fought three wars since gaining independence from Britain in 1947. The two countries have equipped their armies with nuclear weapons. And again, Tunisia says it does plan to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.